is 3 a.m. in New York City, 9 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 2:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Great things never came from comfort zones. I don't know who originally said that, but I do know intuitively that that is so true. Good relationships, creating a family, a successful career, living abroad. Wow, we're talking out of comfort zone. And even though it's a lot of work, it's totally worth it. In this episode, I'm kicking off a month-long focus on helping you create what I like to call a life upgrade, the kind of thing that you've been craving. And if you remember last month, I introduced four areas that I call quicksand of expat life. Last month, we were talking about when we go on vacation, we want to connect with our loved ones and the people that we live far away from. That was a place we get stuck. And this month, we're going to focus on when we get stuck, when we want to create something different in our life, feeling something more or change something that's not really serving you. But the harder we try, the more stuck we get, right? We just keep digging deeper and deeper. And I see a lot of people go through this, and I just want to do everything I can to support you to get out of it. So when I'm talking about a life upgrade throughout this whole month, and specifically for today, most of the clients that I work with talk about upgrading their lives in really simple ways, like eating healthier or exercising more, maybe cutting out alcohol a couple times a week or communicating better with their partner or their kids. Most of the people that I work with say, you know what, I'd like to use my time better. So I feel really satisfied at the end of the day that I did with my time what was really worth it. Maybe you find yourself getting tired of expat life and you know the life upgrade that you need is just getting out of the house and doing what's good for you, like meeting new people or getting back that sense of adventure by finding out new experiences, right? These are all really valuable things. And what I think is so crazy, I do this too. This is so crazy. We know this would be great for us. We know that we'd benefit, and then we don't do it. We don't do it. So we are going to look at why. Why don't we do it? And it's quite simple. I mean, we like stability, especially if you're an expat. There's so much change going on in your life, and you adapt so often. Sometimes you just don't want to put in the extra effort because you're putting in the extra effort in creating friends and meeting new people and learning the local language. And we really resist more change. Right? And from a coaching perspective, it's like a formula. There might be a piece to this formula that's missing. Like you're not motivated to do it, or you don't think it's doable, or you don't know the next step, or maybe you aren't quite convinced that the effort is worth it. Okay, so we need to look as expats. We have so many challenges on top of just being a normal human trying to make our way. We are thrown out of our routine when we move. We invest all this time and energy to get established. And by the time we find the best shops with healthy food, the right doctors, a gym, it's all like 3 months before you have to move again, right? So with all of these extra barriers, you need as much help as you can get with making that life upgrade. So that's what I want us to do together today. I want you to pick one thing. One thing that you've wanted to change lately, but you haven't yet managed to do. Okay, maybe it's like my clients. Maybe it's eating healthier, using your time better, or cutting down on something, or doing something more, right? Remember your New Year's resolution? Yeah, maybe it's that. So pick the one thing. Keep that in your mind as you're listening. The one thing that you've been wanting to change, but just haven't nailed it. And I know how frustrating that feels. You're smart, you're talented, you're capable, and it just still hasn't happened yet. It's like, come on, what's missing? Okay, so we are going to look into that. And I think the most important thing that you need to know is, what does change really look like? And we talked about change a lot on this podcast because it's a natural part. Transitioning is about changing. And we're going to get really focused today. And I'm going to draw on some of the research from Prochaska and Di Clementel, if I've said that right, Prochaska and Di Clementel, on the work that they've done, sort of the micro level of change, especially when you're trying to make change that it's health related. That's where the research has come from, but it applies to so many areas of your life. So take that one thing, and we're going to talk about five phases that these researchers have discovered. There's pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. So let's have a look. I'll go through each phase and we'll see where you're at. So as you listen for the signs and say, oh, maybe I'm in that phase, right? Because afterwards, I'm going to tell you what to do if you're in that phase to take the next step. So changes, the stages of change, starting with pre-contemplation. Here's what you're thinking if you're there. You're thinking, I don't have a problem, right? Maybe your loved ones think you do, but you don't see it yet, right? So you're either thinking, I don't have a problem, or it's really truly behind your awareness that you see it, others don't. So this one is a hard one to diagnose. If you don't see anything in your life that could change, then maybe you're perfectly happy and that's great. But if there's something that's off, then I have a hunch you could be in pre-contemplation. Okay, I know I was in pre-contemplation in November last year when I started getting neck aches, but I kept disregarding them. I would even get woken up in the middle of the night from the pain. That never happens. I mean, hello, that's denial. I don't have a problem. Now it's so obvious in hindsight. But in that moment, I was in pre-contemplation. I didn't think I had a problem, or it was beyond my awareness. So if you thought of an unfulfilled New Year's resolution, you're probably not in this phase, because at least you're aware of something. If you're like me, who is struggling with something and hasn't yet let it come to your awareness, then you're probably in pre-contemplation. Okay, phase two, contemplation. These are the signs that you're in this phase. So listen up and see if this is you. When you're thinking about a change, it's like, ooh, I know I'm not ready yet though. Or you're thinking, I don't even know if I really want to change, right? It's like holding on to your cigarettes and going, maybe not. Or maybe you're Googling things to get ideas. You could be researching healthy recipes or ideas on stopping or starting a new habit. And it could be you if you're thinking, listen, God, if I'm really going to do this change, how would I do it? And maybe you're in contemplation if you have a sneaking suspicion that your life really would be better if you change something. Okay, so that's contemplation. And here is a big barrier I see with my clients during this phase. Believing, I want to make a change, but I'm not really feeling like trying because I don't think I can do it. The number one thing I see holding people back in contemplation phase is a very honest but unfounded lack of self-confidence. This is a killer here. It stops perfectly capable, amazing people from moving on. This is a big one. So watch yourself. If you are believing that you can't do the thing that you want to do, you probably have a confidence thing going on that you don't even recognize yourself. Most of the people that I work with that don't have high self-confidence are amazingly accomplished, incredible, competent individuals. But something over time has created this feeling of lack of self-confidence, especially if you're an accompanying partner and you didn't have a job that sort of validates your ego or your successes in a formalized way. I see this happening a lot. Okay, so if you're in contemplation phase, really look at your motivation and your mindset, because that's a really big factor here. And I know I was in the contemplation phase when my neck aches were getting harder to ignore, but I was resistant. I was resisting making a physio appointment and carving out more time of my day to move more, because I knew if I moved more, then my neck ached less. So if you're feeling stuck, you might be in the contemplation phase. Okay, next phase is preparation. This is all about getting ready to change. So you're in this phase if you're thinking a lot about making the change and getting really clear for yourself that you need to do something different to really make it happen. And you're getting clear on exactly what steps should be taken so you get results. So you've got goals. This is a preparation phase. You do things like you decide where you could work out and what times would work for you. Maybe you plan to get a babysitter. You might print out recipes, or maybe you order certain things online that help you do the thing that you want to do. If you're doing things right now, taking action in preparation like that, you're getting your ducks in a row, and then you're in the preparation phase. But listen, here is a mistake I see my clients make during this phase. 9 times out of 10, my clients beat themselves up for not already taking action. It's like, because I'm aware that things need to change, they should be changed already. Okay, it's like by realizing you need to cut out, I don't know, sugar to get control of your weight, you should have already lost 10 pounds. I am sorry, sister, that is not how this works, right? I've mentioned this before in other podcasts and blog articles. When you're in a process, you are not allowed to skip phases. It just doesn't work like that. So when I was in preparation phase, I actually made my physio appointment. Oh, yay, I made it. And I carved out time in my calendar for what I call the base health break. And that's where I intended to step away from my desk and go for like a 20 to 30 minute jog or walk. And I felt really good in this phase. Like, okay, I am doing the first few things to start making the change. Was I frustrated with myself for not having fixed it yet? Yeah, okay, admittedly a little bit. But I was also celebrating, okay, Sunday, you're taking the first steps. Okay, next comes the fun phase of action. This is where you are taking real life steps. So a sign that you're in this phase of action is that you've not only signed up for a gym class, but you're actually going. That you're faithfully attending your Deutschunterricht. So you're going to your German classes regularly. If you're really, truly cutting out wine 3 times a week, or you're actually taking your jogging shoes out of the closet and putting them to use 2 to 3 weeks as planned. Okay, so this is you being mindful about making change and putting in the effort. Yes, you still have to convince yourself to do this, pull yourself to the German class, pull yourself to the gym, but you're really taking action. Okay, now here's a mistake I see my clients make during the action phase. They take the first sign of a relapse as a sign that they can't do it, or maybe they're doing it wrong. They beat themselves up for not doing it perfectly according to the ideal plan. Okay, but come on, you guys. Relapses are human and they are part of the journey. In fact, we learn a ton when we relapse because we find out what our triggers are. So it's our willpower only goes so far, right? And it takes time to integrate new habits fully into our lives, right? Something sustainable. So I believe I'm in the action phase now with the whole neck and movement situation because I am doing my best to keep the base health breaks during the week. And it hasn't been more than 6 months. And I do relapse occasionally when I've got a lot on my plate. Like this last week, I think I went on 1 20-minute walk because I was just slammed with other things. But at least I got out that one time and I was conscious of it. And the other walks I should have gone on, I did other things. Like I did stretches while I was getting my coffee and I was doing something. I was taking some action. Okay. And I am noticing positive changes and my neck pain has gone away. Yay! Action face. Okay. Sorry, you guys. You can already tell. It's pretty obvious. I cannot sing to save my life. I'm really sorry. I just did that to you. Okay. So now we are on maintenance. Maintenance is really, really clear from the name. It's really about maintaining the new behavior or the change that you wanted to create, right? So maintenance is what you wanted to do. When you were thinking about it in contemplation phase, this was the life you wish you were living. Now you're in it. Okay, so signs that you're in maintenance is when the habit that you were trying to create actually feels really natural and it doesn't feel like an act of sheer willpower. You really have fewer relapses and you need less support to keep up with your goals. Right? So maybe you've reached your target weight and you eat intuitively and maintain the weight and you feel unrestricted with food because you naturally crave good things. Okay? You might have integrated going for a morning jog into your schedule and actually you feel off when you don't do it and you are really proactive about finding out ways you can keep up your schedule. Okay? Then woohoo, you are in maintenance. That's a great sign. But the mistake I see clients make during this phase is really simple. They fail to celebrate their accomplishments. Okay, this is a matter for a huge celebration. When you have been able to create a significant and positive change in your life, a change that will impact your health and well-being, your happiness, and your partner will feel it, your kids will feel it, your employer will feel it. Hello. That is worth celebrating, right? I have worked with clients that have made a shift in their life and it will impact the next 35 years of your life. So 6 months of going through the change phase, reaching maintenance where you know this feels so good to you and so true to you that any relapses you have will just be minor and you will stay on track. That is worth celebrating. Okay, so now that you know which phase you're probably in, based on the goal that you had in mind, based on the life upgrade we were thinking about in the beginning, I'm going to share with you one tip based on each phase. So listen up for your phase and what you can do. And no matter where you are, pay attention to the tips because when you get to the next phase, you're going to want to know what to do. Okay, if you are in stage one, pre-contemplation, take some time to reflect on what behaviors in your life are currently serving you and which ones are not. You don't have to take action. You don't have to do anything. Just think about what behaviors in your life are serving you and which are not. Okay, if you're in stage two, stage twoers, contemplation people, listen up. Think about the pros and cons of this change. If you implement this change, what will you gain? And you need to visualize what would be the positive impact in your life if you actually did it. Again, you don't have to take any action right now. Just think about what you'll get in your life if you make this change. All right, stage three, our preparation people. Here is what you need to think about. I want you to, if you're in preparation, get really, really clear on what are the skills and resources that you do have that will help you make this change. Okay, so let's say you want to jog 3 times a week and you're thinking, oh, I don't know how to do it. Well, in preparation, think about, wait a minute. I can get my kids off to school 5 days a week on time. I might be able to use the same planning and timing skills that I have to get my jog in, right? So what are the skills and resources that you already have that will help you make this change? Another bonus tip that you can have is you anticipate the problems that will pop up and you already brainstorm ways you can get around these obstacles, okay? And best case scenario is you invite someone you trust on your team to support you. Okay, and finally, preparation, guys, you're getting so many tips in this one. The next thing you want to do is plan to just take baby steps forward. So when you're planning, don't take huge leaps. This is for all of my high achievers out there, you guys. You know who you are. Do not set crazy, unrealistic goals. I want you to have a ridiculously easy goal to achieve. Okay, that's going to be your baby step. And trust me, that's what will lead you to success and sustainability. Tiny step forward, little by little, because that is going to be something sustainable for you. Okay, now we're going on to those who are in the action phase, stage four. Okay, you've created ridiculously easy goals to achieve, and now you're going to take the first one. And I want you to celebrate that step. Okay, then increase the goal in small increments as you go and celebrate every tiny thing along the way and saying, I'm making progress. Okay, do not take setbacks personally here. Know that it's part of the process. Just simply recognize, okay, what tripped me up and what am I going to do to move forward and try to get around that the next time? Okay, this can be just a warning, a caveat for all the high achievers out there. This could be a frustrating phase for you when you're taking little steps because you want to take leaps and bounds. But trust me, the leaps and bounds are not sustainable and will lead to relapse a lot faster. Small, steady steps forward are going to create attract to maintenance. Okay, so if you're in stage five maintenance, identify what worked for you. What did you do that was successful? Okay, so identify what worked for you and celebrate that because you'll have another thing that comes up in your life later that you will want to achieve, another life upgrade, and you want to identify what are ways that you can trick yourself into creating change in your life that works. Okay, and the last thing you can do is simply thank those that supported you along the way because so often we do not do things in a vacuum. We do it within community and it feels good to thank the people that were part of your journey. All right, folks, we so often get in our own way when we're trying to create the life that we really want, when we're trying to upgrade our life. And we've been focusing on this second quicksand pit of expat life, right? Really creating the life upgrade and when we get stuck. And this is so important because expats live in really challenging circumstances. So in our time together, we've identified the stages that we all go through in creating change in our lives. We've looked at some of the obstacles that are there and that you can navigate so you keep moving forward. You have clarity on what stage you're in based on the goal and the upgrade that you'd like to create, and you have a handful of tips on what you can do to move to the next step. All right, you guys, get out there and go for it. If you guys want more on how to create a life upgrade, then get on board for the free training that I'll be holding on July 27th. The training is how to get your confident self back. So for more of a life upgrade, join us at the free training, how to get your confident self back. You can get all the details on my newsletter under free resources or go to my Facebook business page at Sunday Shander Bean LLC. You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for being here. I love it when you guys show up. I really do. Remember these wise words from Socrates. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new.